Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Just a little stuffy.
Did you
shave
your? Hold on. Did you shave your nipples?
I did shave my nipples. If you were,
oh my god,
we're here in Mexico.
But, hold on.
Why don't you shave it all?
Why don't you shave the whole chest?
No, it's just the nip because my chest hair is sexy. That's what I've been told.
Oh.
But it's around
Wait,
the nip.
So he's hairy,
but around
except
the nip.
For the circles
yes,
around the nip.
Because it looks like some gross looking sun with like hair growing. Ugh, gross. No, these nips are nice, clean, and smooth. Okay,
we got it. Yeah, you could cover them back up if you want.
No, it's a little, like I have armpit sweat on these on this robe right
the
now.
The robe is comfy, but it is a little warm in here this morning. Yeah.
And then Kelly, can you tell me what's this thing on my side?
Justin has. Look. We think it might be an ingrown hair.
Oh really?
No, it's like brown. Can you see it?
Brown?
Yeah.
Can you pop it?
No, I can't.
See it?
No, it's the brown thing. Can you
a
see
bruise?
It? I don't know. Is that a bruise?
Yeah, that's a bruise, Justin.
Oh, I guess I hit my hip on the counter or something.
It's all right. I don't know my own width.
Yeah, I get bruised all the time. Okay. I don't know how I did it. That's just a weird thing. Maybe that's what happened to you. You ran into a countertop or
probably
something.
Probably didn't realize.
Yeah.
That.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. JC, look at JC with a short sleeve shirt on and no tank top. How about that?
Well, it's because I got in an accident this weekend, so I'm covering.
Oh,
I'm covering
you're covering up your.
I'm covering up my battle.
Did
wounds.
That kitten come back?
Wow, you guys are so mean.
That kitten. That
I could have. I could have been
rid
injured
of,
badly.
Back.
You could have honestly. You could have died.
Well, at some point, you shouldn't be skateboarding around and biking around. It's dangerous.
I did mountain biking because I figured it was a good. You know,
exercise yeah.
to go do, and my buddies were telling me it was fun, so I went out and tried
Did
it.
Did you wear pads and a helmet?
I wore a helmet.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I wore a helmet, and I thought it was just going to be a nice cruise in a dirt path with a couple jumps.
I know where you live. Where did you find a mountain?
It's
a mountain bike.
Why, are you interested, Al?
Maybe.
It's not a mountain. It's like a trail.
It's a hill.
At a nature reserve.
Okay.
And land hill.
And honestly, when you look at this nature reserve from the outside, you would think that the actual trail would be super easy and great for a novice like myself or a beginner. And so I went and tried it, and it was not easy at all. And I was you tend to start going pretty fast, and I was trying to keep up with guys that have been riding a long time.
Yeah, that's your mistake.
And
big boys.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. And my wife just bought me my bike like 6 months ago, so I've never ridden it.
Got a bell on it?
No bell.
But it's a basket.
It's got like gears and stuff.
Yeah.
And you got to switch them. I'm like, I don't know what gear I'm supposed to be in. They're like, yeah, you know how to do the gears. I was like, yeah.
See?
Yeah, I know how to do the gears. So I just put it on the highest gear setting, which apparently was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, you want it like easier going uphill.
Yeah, I found that out after, John.
Uh-huh.
And I was going down this hill, and we got some speed, and it had a blind corner, and I heard the guy in front of me say, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's not good.
And when I hear somebody that's been riding for years say, whoa, 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 that's that tells me something bad's happening.
Yeah.
And so when I come around this blind corner, I see a lady that was hiking on the mountain bike trail. And it was either go hit her because she was on the smooth path. They tell you to take lines, Kelly. Mm-hmm. When you mountain bike, you got to take lines.
I get it.
So I was on my line, mm-hmm. and I had to go off my line, which was, there was a root right there.
If it's
root.
Human or tree, I'm going human.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a better chance.
I'm sorry.
Better odds with the human.
Yeah.
So I avoided this lady, and I'm not very well versed in bailing on a bike because I've never had to do that before. And so I hit this root. It threw me into what I thought.
You hit a root as in like a vegetable root.
Like a tree root.
Oh, okay. Coming out of the ground.
Yeah, it was a big old
a tree big root.
Yeah, just big old tree root. And it launched me into what I thought was going to be a plush, nice little landing in a bush.
Yeah, in the movies, everybody falls out of second floor windows. They land in bushes. They just walk away. It's great.
I figured maybe a scratch would be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I got
just
my
scratch.
My battle wound would have been cool.
Yeah.
And as soon as I landed, I thought to myself, that hurt a lot more than I expected it to hurt. You know, that's not right. And I looked over my right shoulder, and I could see spikes sticking into my body.
No. Oh, cool spikes.
Yeah, it's just these thorns are just...
Thorns.
I'm looking at it, and I was trying to pull myself off, and I could see them pulling my skin. And as soon as I released myself, there was a bunch of thorns stuck on me. So I started taking those off.
Did you cry? Did you cry?
No, I didn't.
Al, I'm so glad you said that. It's sexy.
It's a man wound.
Right?
It's a man wound.
That's what I thought to myself. I was like, it hurts, but it feels cool.
I would have left them in there until you got back home to your wife. Say, hey, babe, took a little fall on the bike.
Yeah.
Well,
get these thorns out of my back.
I was right. I finished.
Bike down on a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Or leather. What are you supposed to bike? Yeah.
By the way, this happened like 5 minutes into my ride. And
you don't need a bike ride.
So I had to I could have turned around and gone out the easy way. But
you went
like,
home?
No, I'm going to finish this trail.
No way. You had to.
I wrote it out, and my arm was just red. And I kept looking down at it, glancing like, yeah, it looked pretty cool.
Did your boys stop and help you out, or did they keep going?
They stopped like a mile down.
Yeah.
And then they were like, where were you? And I was like, oh, I fell in a thorn bush.
Oh, so no one saw it.
Nobody saw it except for the lady. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me help you. I was like, just go. Just go.
What's she doing? Walker's on the bike trail.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That's not right.
I was like, just, it's okay. Just go. And she goes, I'm just go. I'm embarrassed right now. Just go. And so she kept walking.
Yeah, I feel you, though.
And I got home, and I had this throbbing pain in my finger. It looked like this little red dot. And my wife's like, let me get the tweezers and see if I can get something out of it. And so she was digging in there. It made me, and I get queasy when my fingers get
hurt. Yeah, you pass out pretty easily.
And so I was like, just stop. So I do. I don't know what it is about my fingers. I get queasy.
Yeah, I know.
I could break. I've broken my wrist and my foot, and I don't get dizzy. My fingers, I get dizzy and I faint. It's my fingers.
It's your thing.
Don't touch my fingers.
I got in the shower, and it was hurting so bad, it was throbbing, that I squeezed it, and this thorn just popped out. And it was probably about an inch long, a little bit, maybe half an inch.
I'm sure it was.
Of course,
I'm
I got to
sure
make it sound
solid inch. I'm sure it was a solid inch long.
It was probably all the way down to my knuckle, and that's why I had to pull it out. Yeah. And so I pulled that out, and that's where I got dizzy.
Also known as a splinter.
I saved it. I'll bring it in.
You say, yeah, you need to wear that around your neck.
Yeah, I've saved it, and I told my kids.
What, like it's a shark?
Yes, of course. He just survived like one of those craziest things ever.
He took like one of those little tiny pieces of rice.
I think there's people in Mexico that put your name on it.
Yeah.
Put your name on it and the date.
I told my kid I got attacked by a mountain lion. I told him that was a lion's claw, so he thinks it's a lion claw.
So that's just lying
to your kids. Yeah.
I think you are mountain lion.
Look, I missed my vein barely with this one right here.
Oh my gosh, JC.
Could have been so drastic.
Could have been tragic.
Yeah, could have been tragic.
Would we have come on the family vacation
I think
if you
we
weren't
have to.
With us?
I think we have to.
I'm glad
especially
you're here.
To Mexico. Yeah.
No.
I would have liked for you guys to bring me back to my homeland.
Yeah.
You know,
and sprinkle.
Yeah.
Little sprinkle.
And say, like, he did manly things.
That's what you want on your tombstone?
He did manly things.
He did manly things. That's what I want right there. I felt good about it.
Have a picture of a little splinter on your tombstone.
Speaking of doing manly things, Jenna.
You guys.
Our boy Big Al Max back on it?
So Al has this new aura about him.
I
know he was grieving for a bit. You do. We found him yesterday. You were acting more confident.
I was?
A little over the top, in my opinion, but we can tell something is going on.
Well, okay, here's the thing. We traveled separately, so on our flight, it was Justin, Russ, Face, Jenna, and myself.
Yeah.
And so we get on the plane, and this never I've flown a lot of times. I'm not a world traveler. I've never sat next to a girl, like a good-looking girl.
Let's keep in mind, Al has upgraded himself to first class.
It was $137, not a big deal.
I thought that.
So,
still a lot of money, though.
I didn't want to spend it.
So I sit down, and this girl's sitting there. She goes, would you prefer the window or the aisle? Now, my seat, I'm ticketed for the window. I actually do prefer the aisle, but I didn't say that. I'm like, it doesn't make me any difference. So she just assumes that it would be easier for a guy of my size to sit
girth
to sit right there on the aisle and
I
not
wish
have
you
to
had
climb
said your bladder size
and not climb over her. So she moved. I said, okay, perfect, thank you. And so I sat down and she introduced herself to me and I said, hi, my name's Al, blah blah blah. So we started talking. Plane hadn't even taken off, mind you. I 5 minutes before I just told everyone I'm gonna get on this plane and I'm gonna sleep
because you know Al sleeps on planes.
That's what he does. Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep. This girl started talking to me, and we started interacting, Kelly. And
were sparks flying in first class?
I would say sparks were flying, but we talked the whole trip.
Yeah.
Wow. We talked the whole trip.
So those of us in coach.
He had a conversation with a woman, and no other people were around. That's incredible.
That's a wife.
I could tell from before we even got on the plane that his mood was different, though, because he had a drink. He ate a full pizza.
His game was
on point with our bartender at the airport bar.
And then
I see him sitting next to this good-looking chick that's totally his type on the airplane, right? But then we all walk back to coach. And so when I land and go through customs, I go to use the ladies' room.
Okay, all right.
I go to use the ladies' room, and I see Al standing outside the ladies' room. And I'm like, Al, what are you doing?
I was holding her bag. Yeah, I was holding her bag.
And he goes, "Oh, I'm waiting on the girl that was sitting next to me on the flight."
Okay. Now let me clarify something.
First of all, she is very trusting because a lot of people were just taking off with that bag, and you got.
She wanted out so bad, she gave me her business card.
Yeah.
She gave it to me also.
Yeah, I can
to
say
make
this.
Sure, we contacted her.
I can say this because she's not listening because she's not from one of our listening areas,
mm-hmm.
and she's in Cancun right now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What? What? Because why are you saying that?
She's crazy? Why? Cray. What? Hold on. What? At what point?
Good looking. Good looking.
Yeah. She can listen like... You know she knows who you are now.
She's not listening.
She's asleep.
She's better for a bachelorette party. Yeah.
She's here for a 7-day bachelorette party.
Seven-day bachelorette, but that's 2 months.
Let me tell you what this girl told me. Yes. Yeah, and
she had heels on the plane, girl.
I said, now the hotter you are, the more crazy we will put up with as guys. We started talking about relationships and stuff, and she told me about the guy that she just broke up with.
Was she broke up with him?
What happened?
I'm looking around.
Why are you looking around?
I don't know. I just feel like I need
to. Al can say it to millions of people, but then he looks over his shoulder.
This is covert. This dude that she just broke up with out of a 6-year relationship, girl.
6 years?
Yes. They had a flight booked.
So she's rebounding.
Yes. They had a flight booked. And she told me she wasn't over it. Yeah. And they had a flight booked.
That's honest. That's great.
Recently to Costa Rica?
Costa Rica. San Jose.
San Jose. They break up, but the flight's booked. She still goes on the same flight with the dude.
Yeah.
Shout out, Jenna.
Sits in a different place.
I didn't do that.
She goes, well, and then they got to the airport in San Jose, and they go their separate ways.
She goes, wait, what?
Yes.
Oh, they didn't go together.
She took another guy. She went, what? I'm like,
weird.
I said, you did what?
Yeah.
And she was telling me, I went with this other guy. He's just a friend, but I wanted him to make sure that he knew that I was on this trip and blah, blah, blah. Mm. That's correct. That the crazy lights started. The sounds started going. Boom!
Yeah. The siren. Thing
normally on a plane, you
She's
hear that,
hot.
And it means flight attendant. I heard it meant crack.
But boom. You don't go for it anyway.
Crack. Now, well,
were you still thinking like you could be the rebound?
Well, yes, this is what this is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So we get off the plane. She says, I grab her bag out of the overhead thing, and so I just ended up carrying it. It wasn't like I was trying to. Yeah.
That's
and
nice.
Then, and then she went to the Justin. Bathroom. She went to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom.
You can offer that for me.
Girl.
Justin can barely carry
you
his
got
own.
Nothing for me.
Yeah, be all empowered,
we can
woman.
Be friends, though. We can be
I
friends.
I buy you stuff, I get nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin gets my bags out of those.
So, yeah, she's down here on a 7 or 8 day bachelorette party with several girls, and they're staying like an hour from here.
Okay. So, well, here's
the
thing.
She would come to the hotel and hang out. Yeah.
If she's so cray, did you invite her to our hotel?
I did.
But she's cray.
She's cray. Okay. Yeah, she's cray.
Yeah.
And she gave me her gram, too.
So then.
Her Instagram.
So, I want to see her.
So then,
I have her business card.
We get to dinner last night.
Yeah.
Because I'm on a roll. Call me Jelly.
You're
I'm on a roll now.
Okay, that takes you down a notch. Don't say call me Jelly.
I'm on a roll. So we're at dinner, and we're finishing up, and this girl walks into the restaurant. You guys saw her.
Yeah, nice girl. Yeah. Beautiful girl.
And they seated her, and they only had one menu, one this, one that.
She's by herself. Who comes to an all-adult, all-inclusive resort by themselves?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we're sitting here. We're sitting here, and you know me. I go over and introduce myself, and I said, this is White Cheddar, this is everybody. So I sit down. I'm like, you're here by yourself? She goes, yeah, I'm here because I'm on my honeymoon, but my husband couldn't make it.
Oh.
What?
I'm like, what?
Were you like, here comes a substitute?
substitute That's all out? I was thinking.
So I guess I was standing up at that point, but once she said that, I had to sit down and get the full story.
Yeah.
So homegirl got married in April. They couldn't go on their honeymoon then. They scheduled it for now. And he owns like a putt-putt field, whatever you call it, golf thing.
Sexy.
Course. And putt-putt course.
And so some emergency putt-putt incident happened like day before yesterday.
What, one of the holes
and
got clogged
homeboy
or something?
Homeboy couldn't come down here. So she's like, I'm going to the Unico 2087 hotel, whether you come in or not. And she came on her honeymoon. This is her honeymoon trip.
So they're still together?
Yes, I guess.
Not.
Yeah.
That is the weirdest.
Isn't that weird?
Did you invite her over to your room, too?
Yes. We're not to my room, to here.
Okay.
We're going to have her on the show later this week. At least we're going to try to.
Tomorrow.
8:20. So be listening for that. Yeah. But that's crazy.
That is crazy. The fact that she went on.
The honeymoon trip. Not just a trip. Your honeymoon trip.
The Unico is super romantic.
It's
and so
very, very beautiful.
I would think
nice.
That would be lonely.
Right. Yeah, at least come with like friends.
I don't know how I would feel like if something happened and Alan went on the trip without me. Right. I would not be happy.
Again, not just a trip.
Yeah.
The honeymoon trip.
Well, she was thinking about the honeymoon, and then they couldn't go to the first one. So she's like, you know what? I'm not going to get my hopes up again and not go.
Yeah, but then you bring a girlfriend, and then you and your husband plan another trip, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's nuts. That was nuts.
She also said that she thanked Al for coming over and talking to her because she was just going to stay in her room.
Yeah.
Aww. And she was like, you know, I've been trying to third wheel it everywhere. But yeah. Thanks for coming over and talking to me.
She ain't third wheeling. Yeah. She's uni wheeling at the Unico 2080. How about that?
Should we invite her out? Like, we should make her a part of the
show. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Al already did. How are you going to toggle all these chicks?
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, I came across Al on Bumble last night.
Did you swipe right?
I did. It wasn't a match.
Did you swipe right over
there? There's some babes on here, though. There's some, like, Latin men. Totally my type, but they're all from Mexico City, which I love.
That's my land. Maybe a couple of my family members. So what are you going to do about Cray Cray? Is she coming over too?
I doubt it.
I like Cray Cray.
I liked her.
She is beautiful.
I like her. She was sexy.
We invited her. I doubt it.
She's cute.
But she, I mean, she's an hour away.
She's going to make you a Beijing.
Where's she from?
Arizona.
Tucson.
Oh, okay.
Shout out Tucson. We're not over.
Yeah, invite her over, Big Al.
She going to come over?
I mean, it's a long way. When you're in a whole other country with eight people and you don't have a car.
The good news is now we have our cell phone, so we can surprise
you. We're
going
to set it
up. That's what we're going to do.
Let's just put it out there and see if she shows up.
All right.
Hey, are you a fan of Fear the Walking Dead? We have something for you. Make sure you're listening. When we come back, we're live from the Unico 2087 Hotel in Mexico.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The sun's out. The water's glistening, and our friends are finally making their way into the suite.
Yep, Kenzie's in the house.
My wife woke up.
Breakfast is in the house.
You know, a true test of a good hotel, the orange juice and the bacon.
Yeah.
Both are so good.
The bacon's good?
Oh. I'm sorry, breakfast just came, and I'm eating some right now. I'm hungry.
On point.
I got the green juice, so I'll tell you how that is, but it looks delicious from here.
Wait, you're not eating anything?
Yeah, my breakfast is right there.
Wait, what's in the green juice?
I don't know, but it's a lot of fruit.
OMG, when we got here, did they give you that cucumber, basil, mint thing?
Yes.
Oh, it was so good. You could taste the, what's that green cell on the plant? The chloroplast. Oh, it was so good.
The what? So
refreshing. The chloroplast.
The chloroplast?
Yes. Yeah, chlorophyll. Is that what it is?
No, chlorophyll is different.
Or is that like a vitamin? It's chlorophyll, though. I think that's what it's called. It's the thing that makes the plant green. It was so delicious and refreshing.
Well, you know, sometimes point is you go on a trip and it can be hard to find healthy food at a hotel. And Unico focuses a lot on wellness with the classes and the gym and the spa and the food. I mean, they have green juice, almond milk.
They meet you at every door with a guy with a tray with glasses. Like, not glasses, but a beverage.
A very refreshing welcome drink, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some sort of cucumber mint concoction.
Justin was just describing, Kelly.
Yeah. I told the guy, I was like, man, this is a stiff drink.
I didn't drink. Know we were on the air. I didn't know.
No alcohol.
And he goes, there's no alcohol in this house. But if you're a Fear the Walking Dead fan, we have something for you.
Ooh.
So AMC's hit series, Fear the Walking Dead, it's returning this Sunday, Jenna. Make sure you got the DVR ready to go.
Okay, we'll be back.
We want you to win a trip of a lifetime to the ultimate Halloween weekend to experience. Fear the Walking Dead Survival. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's in Vegas. It's Vegas' newest attraction based on the series. You're going to be immersed inside the zombie apocalypse where you need to work together to fight your way out and escape in one piece.
Oh.
So if you want to win that and head on out to Vegas and try this out, just go to KidNation.com and tell us your biggest fear. Mine's spiders.
Mine's being trapped in this attraction.
I know, right?
What's supposed to be?
What happens if you don't succeed?
Don't make it. You don't make it back, y'all.
You don't get out one piece.
You have to work together with other people. I fail.
Yeah,
you're not very good with the teamwork.
You wouldn't be good on this one, Kel. Yeah. You have to sit this one out.
Again, don't miss the season premiere of Fear the Walking Dead this Sunday, 9/8 Central, only on AMC.
Got it.
I've been trying to see what's going on in the world. I was on Twitter, and I went to the moments. It's on Spanish. So
That's okay for you, though.
Which is cool, So I'm apparently, Mario, the big news about Mario, the Super Mario Brothers. Nintendo has confirmed, you guys, that Mario is no longer a plumber.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's the big news.
Did he retire?
What happened?
I guess he's a former plumber, so I guess he has so many hobbies and abilities now that he's decided to give up
the plumb.
Yeah, he gave it up. He gave
That's
up
what happens
life.
With good plumbers, man. A good plumber makes a whole bunch of money, then he stops plumbing.
I know. It's tough out there.
What's
Justin? He doing?
Yeah,
you want to admit it?
Yeah, I just found out that plumber has a B in it.
Yeah.
No, but it's not, but you hear it's plumber.
plumber.
I came across a guy on Bumble
that
is a plumber, and Justin looked, and Justin didn't understand the job description, and I was like, it's plumber. He goes, that's how it's spelled.
Wow. Honestly, the English language is very difficult when you're learning it.
Now I know. But
the fruit doesn't have a B. It's just P-L-U-M. Just know that.
Yeah, but if you're working
not
on...
plumb.
Plumber?
Plum. Like plum. Plum.
Oh, got it,
I don't want you to be sticking bees on stuff now.
Oh, yeah, got it. Oh, and pterodactyl with a hidden P in the front. Yeah. Puts a pterodactyl. Ugh.
Not pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
I have the worst time spelling words. Like you could ask me to spell the word restaurant to save my life, and girl.
Al's the same.
Did you fix that on your Twitter yet? By the way,
No. I think it defines me.
What? Not being able to spell restaurant?
Yes, and you're a restaurant owner, and you don't know how to spell restaurant. Mm. I think that's very cute.
And
I
mean, real estate mogul? Is that how you describe yourself? Real estate mogul?
When I did that Twitter thing, it was like 2008 or 9 or something. It's been a while.
Misspelled that long?
You can update.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
nobody noticed until now. Yeah,
right? Nobody's called me out on it in 8 years, so I'm
like
fine.
Us misspelling morning and the Kid Craddock morning show. That's
I got morning.
Speaking of mogul, OMG, I got to interview DJ Khaled.
Yes, DJ Khaled at this time tomorrow.
Yay,
yes.
How did it go?
It was so good. Yes, I do. I found a new respect for him. At first, I was like, DJ Khaled, just annoying on Snapchat, but the things that
Did you tell him that?
No, of course I didn't. Just the things that he, like, preaches, though, he's just, like, all about, like, love
positivity
yourself.
Positivity and hard work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's so cool, and it was a great interview, and I'm excited for you guys to hear it tomorrow.
Did he ever say, and another one?
And another one, he said, bless
up. Did he say major key?
Yeah, major keys, we talked about that.
Did he say, we the best?
Yes, we sure did. Yeah. We talked about his music, we talked about the music video for, I'm the One.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about Rihanna.
The baby?
Assad, yeah. They were all in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We covered everything. It was a really good conversation.
It's been a long conversation.
How long did you talk to him for? 12 minutes.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty good.
I know. And then
we cut that down to 3.
And then he got his other phone to talk to someone else because he was, you know, doing those tours. Yeah. But they left the other phone on so I could hear them gossiping. And they're like, okay, DJ Khaled, you need to let them know that they're done talking to you. And he goes, I'm not going to rush them. I'm not going to be rude. So y'all got to do it.
Good.
And I was like, good. DJ Khaled doesn't want to be rude to me.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So we'll hear that tomorrow. Justin and DJ Khaled. You had to come in late for work, so we thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really nice of you to
I stayed at work for like 5 hours waiting for that phone call.
Yeah, you couldn't go get a wax with me.
Mm.
That was his reason. No.
Funny you mentioned that.
Uh-oh.
What?
Something's coming up.
Oh, something's coming up?
An hour.
Well, speaking of celebrities that are going to join the show, and I cannot wait for an hour from now, Sam Smith. He just teased us. He's got a new song coming out on Friday.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
So, yeah, we're going to talk to him on Friday.
Good.
And Sam's been gone for a minute. He came out. He wowed us with his voice, and then he was just...
Phew. He's already been out, JC.
I'm talking about music.
Music.
Yes. And then he just disappeared on us. He took a break from music. But
he got all healthy. Have you seen him? Yeah. He's been following this really strict program. He looks good.
Is that what diet was he doing? Was it the
cookbook he was following? Some woman's book, and I remember I thought about buying it, and then I changed my mind.
What? Oh, you didn't want to buy it?
I know I'm not going to stick to something that strict.
Yeah.
So it has to be easier. It's not doing it. If I have to read a book, I'm
maybe
not
we can ask Sam to give you some tips. Yeah. So you don't have to be too strict.
Kelly, how far have you gotten in that new book that's like 8 million pages?
I failed my book a month thing. It was my fault. I ordered that book because somebody recommended it. When it came in, it was like 6 inches thick.
What's the name of it again?
I think in Beach Music.
Beach Music.
And it's just too long. So I'm making that.
They have a Cliff Notes on the stuff.
Well, that's not that defeats the purpose of reading a book.
Oh. It's not like we're in school and we're doing a book report.
So it's the only books so you've ever read. Cliff Notes.
I didn't know they made books that weren't yellow and black.
Yeah.
The best part is that the Cliff Notes are even cheaper too, so you're saving money.
Damn
actually.
Right, and saving trees, man.
Al, you have a Bible Cliff Notes?
Well, it just goes like Genesis, Revelations. A little bit of Psalms in there.
Wait, do they have a Bible Cliff Notes? Mm-hmm. They do have Bible Cliff Notes.
No,
I mean they
I don't
have
know.
Abbreviated
I
versions.
Yeah. You can get back to that little daily word, little pocketbook.
Little pocket Bible.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. Also, speaking of new music, Zane, he has a song coming out on Thursday.
Is he ever going to perform live?
I don't think so. He gets extremely anxious and he can't go out on stage. He shaved his head. Did you see that?
Yeah. Did he shave it or was that a bald cap?
It looked like he went.
It looked
for
like
real.
A bald cap to me.
Really?
It looked a little too smooth and perfect. I don't know, though. I saw
good.
The picture.
I think he looks good.
He is good looking.
That's not fair when you have great hair like that and then you shave your head and you look great
like that
too. He dyes
it green. He shaves it all different things and dyes it different colors and just
it comes back and it still looks good.
Yeah. Like I have Zane head envy, you know? Like he's got good hair, he's got good shaved head. He got a cool beard that he can grow. His face is cool looking.
Wow.
Wow.
Wants to hook you up.
How's his new song?
I don't know. It comes out on Thursday.
Oh.
You just, for a moment there, you were staring out in the ocean thinking about Zane. Just for a brief moment.
I think I realized I'm a Zane fan.
You just drowned in a man crush.
Yeah. I thought this whole time I'm a Nile guy, but apparently I'm a Zane.
I'm Liam. What are you, Kelly?
Harry.
I love Harry, but, you know, Nile was so good to my daughter. So both. I mean, I don't really have a favorite.
Nile's just my taste in music. Liam's my second. And Louis.
Liam was good to you. Yeah. Liam called him on the contest for you.
Be forgetting Harry like this.
Well, I feel like Harry gets enough love already.
He does.
So he doesn't need my little tiny.
Absolutely, that's true.
He doesn't need my tiny love either.
Yeah. He needs to give me another album, like a whole another one, some bumps.
Harry, you want some bumps from Harry?
Yeah. You weren't feeling that album, were you?
Okay. You might want to go get the Usher.
I went. I'm a fan of his too. Wow.
Whenever he comes out with that one. And from Mexican Twitter as well, I saw it says, "Ready for it is la nueva canción de Taylor Swift." Did you guys see Taylor Swift drop that new song?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was awfully fast.
Yeah, take a little listen to this. Like you're so much better. Things we do, baby. In the middle of the night, in my dreams. I know I'm gonna be with you, so I take it. Building up.
Yeah. Catch me on the dance floor right now. Are you ready
for it? Hey, yo.
Oh.
Work throwback.
Taylor Swift, you've done it again. You scared me with "Look What You Made Me Do," even though that gets stuck.
That
in
was
my
a bomb song.
You're loving it now.
I'm kind of liking it too.
I tried not to like "Look What You Made Me Do" because I thought it was a little petty, but it got stuck in my head.
What she made you do?
Yeah. And she knows what she's doing, and "Ready for It" is a jam. I like that from the get go.
Machine, dude.
And she came out with it during football.
Yeah,
on a Sunday.
Football,
yes.
Yeah, they used it on football.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool
for tailgating purposes.
Is it for tailgating service?
I would say so. It's a jam.
Yeah. So that's your new music. Again, DJ Khaled at this time tomorrow. Sam Smith is going to talk with us on Friday. He's got a new song coming out too. Zane's coming out with a new song on Thursday. And T-Swift dropped a song on us this weekend. Heavy on the music this weekend, you guys. By the way, at this time tomorrow, also Love Letters to Kelly.
Oh, good.
We are going to do Love Letters to Kelly Mexico edition.
Fun.
Not exactly letters here from Mexico, but we're in Mexico, so it's going to be...
I think it should be all themed.
Vacation
letters.
Theme? Yeah, yes. I'll just talk to a lady who came out on her honeymoon without her husband.
Without her husband.
She's going to join us. Maybe we can talk to her about
that. Yeah.
And expand on that. And also, KidNation.com to send your love letter to Kelly if you want to do that. And hopefully we'll read it for you tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, we're coming at you this morning from Mexico, the Riviera Maya at the Unico 2087 Hotel. And we are enjoying our breakfast.
Yes, we are.
Everything is basically free because it's all inclusive. And so
basically, it is.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk around anywhere and just be like, hey, I want that. And they hand it to you, which is really cool.
Doesn't work in the gift shop, Justin.
No, can't just take whatever you want.
Justin?
No, that was just
that
throw.
Just telling you for general knowledge.
Nah,
you can't just,
what'd you do now?
Because if anybody would try to do that, it'd be Justin for sure.
The gift shop? Yeah, I'll be there. I got a bag to fill up. But speaking of the food here, there's not a rumor, but Mexicans are known for their cooked food. Their food. It's delicious, seasoned. Yeah, they're cooking. And the eggs that I'm just I'm so passionate about these eggs I had. They were scrambled eggs with little bacon bits in them and a little fried cheese and
that
a little
fried cheese thing was good.
And a little tater tot. It was so good and flavorful and delicious.
I had chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles. Oh, look at you, Kelly.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What sauce?
Really good.
Green or red?
It was red sauce.
Oh, that's delicious.
And Justin last night for dinner had these. It must have been the world's smallest chicken that weighed the world's laid the world's smallest egg.
That is a quail egg, Al.
Yeah, those quail.
See, I didn't know that.
I thought they shrunk the chicken.
I did too.
I thought they shrunk the chicken.
That's a whole nother.
You see those Mexican mini chickens?
Yeah, I know. I'll take one home.
And hold on, what was that?
What was that cheap?
That scientific fact you were trying to give us at dinner last night about the egg, Justin.
The one cell organism.
Thanks to Trey. Hello, Trey. An egg is the biggest cell out there. But then I was like, it's a sex cell because it's egg, so it's not like a full-on cell cell. It's like
my
half
iPhone's
of a cell.
Bigger than a... This is a cell.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It made more sense last night.
A cell?
A cell.
A cell.
C-E-L-L.
He was drinking last night.
Not S-E-L-L or S-A-L-E.
Because the yolk is the nucleus. Right.
It's the biggest cell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the biggest cell. The yolk is the nucleus, and then the shell is the cell wall.
Do you benefit from this knowledge?
Well, we don't even know if it's right. That's the thing.
I follow this Twitter account. It's called Fun Science Facts.
Oh, I like that one.
You could be a doctor then.
I sure could.
But do you just catch a little bit of the tweets?
Yeah, well, of course. You only get like 140 characters on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
you just get a piece.
Yeah, I just get a piece of the information. I put it together.
Science Facts.
Yeah, that's Justin right there.
Well, here's a fact. We're going to the spa.
Yeah, we are today. Here's another fact. Kelly got a new car over the weekend.
What?
Yeah.
It's a minivan.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't care. Some people are like, I would never drive one of those because you have not driven one. You have not driven one.
Is
My husband, Alan, is so excited. He won't let me drive it. He's driven that thing everywhere. He just runs quick errands in it because he said it's like driving a family room. It's got,
Man, you got Alan whooped.
No, I did not. I did not. He wanted this. He is so excited.
I hear you.
We got a big SUV because we have four kids and the two of us. And when we all got in there, the girls were just falling out of the car.
Yeah.
They were tripping. I was so afraid something bad was going to happen. I said, we've got to get something with more room. So we got this Chrysler Pacifica. And everything's automatic. It's got a moonroof that stretches the entire ceiling of the thing. It's got the air-conditioned seats. Arctic blast
on your booty.
Your cold seats. Yes. And then in the winter, they
heat. Doesn't even have air conditioning in this
car
right now.
I don't have AC, but like AC in a chair.
The seats heat and the steering wheel heats.
Oh.
In the back, on the little DVD players they have in the things, there's also apps so they can play, like, bingo in the car. Like, they find street. It's like car bingo where they can look for stoplights, and whoever finds a police car, whatever, they can play. Keeps them occupied.
Oh,
they're happy.
Popo. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good.
It's so cool.
Who's going to be driving this mainly?
I'm supposed
to. Okay, so that's why Alan's happy.
He won't let me drive it. He's
driven
it.
Or you take the Porsche.
He drives it everywhere.
The weekend car.
Yeah,
he loves it. He picked out the color. Everything he makes me think it was my decision. But he got 20-inch rims.
That's a smart man.
You got
20-inch rim.
Rolling on some dough.
Why would you put rims on a minivan?
Yeah.
You got to. If you're gonna drive it, you got
pimp it out.
You put hydraulics.
Why would you spend money on that?
He says the kids named the car, but he strongly encouraged the name Constantine. So my minivan is named Constantine.
Oh. Okay.
Isn't that like
a
scary
Keanu? Isn't that Keanu's name in a movie?
It was a dude on American Idol.
Oh, yeah. Who did the kick.
Constantine Margolis.
I'm driving Constantine.
It's also Keanu.
Alan's driving
it. It's a Keanu Reeves movie,
I think. Creepy Constantine from American Idol.
He was
you
so excited. He went and took his parents to lunch yesterday in it so they could ride in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody's loving it.
That's great.
It's like a home entertainment center system. It is. You got the leather seats. The bucket seats in the back.
Oh, my God. We're still talking about a minivan.
Collapse into the floorboard.
Yeah? I think as a husband.
It's so cool.
This is the safest ride for your wife to drive because nobody's going to hit on her.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's so cool. Right. Al. Okay, Al, look at me. It's got a built-in vacuum cleaner in the back.
Oh.
Because
kids are always dropping
Cheerios.
Does
it come with Legos to trip on?
It's got a vacuum to suck them up if they do. It's so cool.
Wait, the car has a vacuum cleaner in it?
That's cool. See, that's when Kelly told me it had a vacuum, I was like, wait, hold on, keep going, what?
It's got a built-in vacuum cleaner.
Does it come with a jar to put your man parts in when you drive it?
I'm telling you, y'all don't know because you make fun if you want.
Because we don't need it.
You make fun if you want. Yep. I had a man actually
right here,
write
you
me.
You can drive any way you want to drive, big guy.
I had a man write me. He because Alan's so excited, we posted a picture. Everybody, yay, we have a minivan. He's like, I drive a minivan, and I'm single. He said he loves That's it why. So much. There's so many. He says it's the drunk wagon for his friends. No, he uses it to drive his friends around when they're he's so a designated he's driver.
My dad
because it's so comfortable.
My dad had a caravan back when I was a teenager, which only worked for like 3 months. But I tried to take a girl out on a date with my minivan. Yeah. And her dad walked out and looked at it, and he's like, "Nope,
hell no."
So if you want your girl or your boy not to do anything on dates, get them a van.
I'm telling you, never want to drive anything. You'll never be able to go back.
My parents gave me a van whenever I went to college.
Wait a minute.
That didn't have AC either.
Did you just say get a minivan, you'll never go back?
You to drive in something else.
Really?
It's the new blackout.
Right.
And you have the little wave your foot underneath it, opening
no,
the door.
No, don't have that.
Minivan's the new black.
But, JC, on the key fob thing,
yeah.
You press it twice and it automatically starts the car so the air can be cooling it off for you.
I got all that in my truck.
Oh, we're still talking about minivans, ladies.
I love my car.
JC's tempted. JC's tempted.
The vacuum got me tempted.
Yeah.
The vacuum got me tempted.
I'm telling you.
I bet it has like a little just plug, too.
Buy a vacuum.
That's fine. We lost you when you moved to the suburbs.
No, the burbs are cool. Yeah,
I believe you.
Yeah, we.
I'm just saying, I don't think the minivan's like a huge step for you at this point.
No, it's not at all. It's not.
You're
it's
there.
Next.
We're partying. Yeah,
yeah. You're probably, yeah, you're partying.
I'm surprised it didn't come with the house.
It's wild.
Yeah, Kelly, you also got your wedding video out. I saw that.
Yeah, they the gentleman who filmed it sent us like a 9-minute clip.
Yeah.
And then we also got, once I paid the balance, then I got the whole thing.
Held it hostage.
No, I just, he said, okay, your balance is due. Once you pay it, then we'll mail you. So we got the full length. It's like an hour and a half. So we splurged on it. It's like one of those things, you know, you're only going to watch it once or twice. It costs a lot of money, but you want to be able to see it.
Yeah, you
want to
have it. Sure, yeah. Sure.
But wasn't it pretty?
It was a pretty video.
It's pretty little 9-minute you showed.
Did you make a video of you purchasing the minivan?
No, we took pictures of the car, though. That's on our social media, too.
Yeah, I was really not liking the minivan.
I honestly, I don't like it. It's just...
But if you want to see our wedding video, Alan posted... Alan's so cute. KellyandAlan.com. He has the wedding video up.
Oh, you still have the website?
Yeah, he kept it.
Did you edit me in or out of the wedding video, my speech?
In the 9-minute one, you're not on there.
Oh, okay.
In the full-length one...
It's in there.
It's in there.
All right, then.
It's in the editor.
Did it look as bad? Looking back,
Alan
it,
even said. Alan said when I was there, he said I didn't think anything of it. He said, but looking back, he held me. He was squeezing my arm the entire time.
Alan thought it was awkward.
He was watching it. He was squeezing my arm because you know how when you're uncomfortable for someone, and you can tell they're searching for words, and they can't find them. That's the way it felt. He was just squeezing
was
my arm the entire time.
If you put Kelly's wedding video on mute when I was giving the speech, you just think everybody's coming together and holding on to each other. But no, it's everybody like, feeling awkward.
It was like, a real highlight of the night for me. Yeah.
It was great.
Why don't you edit that out and put the one that I did actually on the show, edit that in. That would be awesome.
No, we left it in.
Yeah. No, we'll leave it like that, Big Al, man.
Because that's what really happened.
Yeah, it is. Hey, amen to that.
By the way, from the text, Justin is correct. Eggs are the largest haploid.
Haploid.
One set of chromosomes.
That's the word you
were looking for. That was the
word. Haploid cell.
So what's that going to get me, like a Jeopardy question?
I was going to get you a smart man to take you out on a date. What's going to get you.
There you go.
Speaking of dates, Big Al Max got two planned, one with a married woman and one with a girl who might be crazy here on this trip. We're live from the Unico 2087 Hotel in the Riviera Maya.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're just having an in-depth conversation about armpit sweat.
We're so smart. We can't figure out why we sweat the way we do, and we can't figure out what side of the body the heart is on.
We did.
That was me.
Jenna figured it out. So Justin is sweating profusely from the right armpit. And I brought up that my right armpit seems to be the overachiever as well and sweats way more. And White Cheddar came out and said his does as well.
Well, and I ask you as if you're all right-hand dominant. And I thought that might have something to do with
possibly,
it.
Possibly, yeah.
But I would think it would be my left armpit because that's where a lot of blood flow is happening because my heart's over there doing
and then
business.
Then Jim goes, no, it's on your right side.
No, I was like, no, I go, where's the heart?
Where's the heart, bro?
I haven't felt mine in a minute.
Yeah, so it's there. So we were talking about that, but... From the text, real quick, Marianne wrote us, Kelly, and said, please tell Kelly there is no shame in driving a minivan.
I have zero shame.
I sport my mom-mobile, and I'm proud. I'm like her. I will never go back. Or, I've always said that part of my soul would die before I drive a minivan. Well, my SUV got totaled, so now I drive a minivan. I'm 27, I have 3 kids, and I love my van.
Love it.
There you go.
Gotta do it, yeah.
Once you go van, you don't go back.
That's right.
And also... Now I really, really, really want a minivan. I don't even have kids or I'm married. It's from Lauren. And speaking of dates, because we're talking about how Big Al Mac is back to Mackin'. Mm-hmm. How is it going for Jenna with Big Al running her online dating account? We need updates.
Oh, is that started? Is it officially started?
Well, it's not active as far as I know. Really
yeah,
active.
No, I made it active again.
Oh, okay.
So you can mess around with it if you want. I don't
all
care.
Right. All right, I'll do that next break.
So you're trying to find a Mexican gentleman on this trip, Jenna? Or anybody?
Yes. So, because so my type is dark hair, dark eyes, facial hair. And yeah. I've come across a few. Like, look at this babe.
Does it follow you no matter where you are? Your
it's all
Bumble or whatever it is?
It's all geo-based.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So if you I didn't know that.
Yeah, swipe around, Ken.
I don't want my wife swiping around seeing what's out there in the world.
Well, I want her to swipe around.
I already tricked her to marry me.
Yeah, but married people are curious because they don't get to do this stuff.
Yeah, she can swipe around for me. I trust Kinsey.
I was bumbling for my sister-in-law. Man, that's tough for you girls. Okay. I didn't swipe very many rights.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. She'll probably
do
it.
I mean, I had a wonderful experience, so I can't really... I've heard the horror stories, but that wasn't my experience.
Yeah,
maybe it's because I was older on it.
Yeah.
I think the 20-somethings are still just looking around.
Yeah,
because
I was bumbling.
A good time.
When I bumble for my friends, for the guy friends, I feel like I swipe right a lot.
That's what they say. Guys swipe right on everything.
Yeah.
And girls are more picky.
Hmm.
Except for Al. He didn't swipe right on Jenna, we found out.
Yeah, why didn't you swipe right on Jenna?
Because he hasn't even opened that app, I bet.
I got it right here. Why do I need to swipe?
I can just
swoop.
Oh.
I mean, we do.
Al asked, like, is my door? You know where my room is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I'm like, that's the effort you're gonna make with me.
You know what? And with a lot of women, that's all you
exactly.
need.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm right next door. You know, you ever wonder where I am? I'm right.
Women
next
have
door.
To make it a little harder for them.
Nah.
Al already has his knockdown. To see if Jenna's down later. It's gonna be. And if Jenna comes back with the. That means come on.
That means it's
right.
It's
that's the code.
Is that code?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna send my
Jenna
hot Latin lover over. That's what I'm gonna do.
Did you swipe right on one, Jenna?
I swiped right on five. Some of these guys are hot, and I've always wanted to go to Mexico City.
Why is Jenna on her own? You're supposed to be doing this, Al.
Yes, okay, I'll do.
She's not supposed to have any control over
it. I'll do it, Jenna.
Since what
this
decided,
is her punishment.
Yes,
this is your punishment.
This has been my punishment for a week, and you guys haven't done anything.
And give her a new profile picture and a new bio.
Luke, heck yeah.
And you know, girls are supposed to message the guy first, too, Big Al, right?
Gustavo.
On Bumble, you have to message.
So you need a message then.
That wasn't part of the
Paul? Actually, Big Al, message one right now. Yeah. Message one right now.
All right.
Yeah, I think we did this say? One.
Use your best
pickup
line.
Can you message
line?
One I've matched with already, at least, if I'm going to hang out
with him? No, that's too easy.
Okay.
Oh, Esquivel. He's wearing a tux. Heck yeah.
Yes.
Now, how do you message him?
Swipe right.
Oh, swipe.
You got
to
swipe
you
right.
You have to make sure he swipes right.
Oh, gosh,
right on her.
Al.
And if it's not a match, it's not, you can't.
He didn't even know how to.
Oh,
stop.
What are you doing?
Is he don't just, bang on my phone that hard.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that new app that won't show you a person's picture until you've chatted with them?
The voice?
No, you got it. Writing. No, I don't think it's a voice, but apparently.
Well, I know, but it's the concept.
This is based on, so you get to know their personalities.
It's called Taffy.
Yeah.
It's
what's
called
it called,
what?
Cheddar? Taffy, yeah. That's the one. So when you're browsing through their profiles, you can only see their name, age, and headline, and then you can't see their picture until you've sent about 10 messages back and forth.
No, I want to know what they look like.
You guys, Al is so confused on here. He's trying to pay for an upgrade.
That's what I do, Jenna.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
Get you that first class account.
Well, you can pay for. I mean, a lot of these
are. I don't
need
that though.
A lot of these are free, but you can do an upgrade. Like Tinder, Robert sent us this about Tinder. They've added a new feature. It costs you basically $5, $4.99, and it lets you see who likes you without you having to swipe.
Yeah.
So that way you can determine, because sometimes it's like if you swipe and they don't swipe right on you too, then you feel rejected. So it lets you see before you swipe whether they've swiped right on you or not.
Oh.
Yeah, it's $4.99.
You don't have to pay for this, but you can see who super liked you though. Super like is like, I really like that person, and it's like covered in blue, and they're like, hey, they really like you.
Yeah, super like is different. That means
swipe
like I'm
right.
really digging you, otherwise I'm just a random
The yellows
one.
Are matches.
Okay.
You guys, Al is so confused.
No, Al.
If this is my punishment, this is great. He has no idea what's
Do you
happening.
Want me to do it, Al?
Hi, big boy. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And do the eggs fertilize pickup line.
Yes. Come fertilize these eggs.
Yeah.
Do not give him my hotel room.
These haploids
if I
need,
die in Mexico, you're going to feel bad.
These haploids need you. Oh.
I'm
No.
Uh-huh.
You can't do that. You can't. That's unfair. fair. You can't give him my room number.
I didn't give you room number.
How about give him your room number, Al, and then you profile him, and then if they pass your test, you send them over to Jenna.
You do the interview, the screening
Never
process.
Agreed to a date. Never agreed to a date.
Hi, big boy. I'm at Unico.
That's wrong. Can we have like a...
And you're my Unico.
Can we have some sort of safety enforcement here?
Yeah, we got Al.
Yeah.
Al's the safety.
Hey, they got security out here. You can't get in this place unless they invite you
Maybe
in.
Maybe for your own safety, you should stay in Big Al's room. Yeah. You know, just for your own safety.
There you go.
Yeah, when I think safety, I think Big Al, man.
I'll take my chances.
I'll never let anything happen to you, Jenna.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you want to see any of the pictures, go to KidNation.com. All our social media profiles are put up on there. If you want to follow us on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff, we got it for you there. I've been mostly an Instagrammer lately. I know Jenna and Justin have been on both. Pretty good.
I spread my Instagram stories and Snap, but I never double.
Yeah.
I don't do the same. It's all different content.
Exactly. That's what I try to do, and then I forget about one.
Yeah.
Al,
where are you at,
he's
Al?
He's got a couple.
Well, Al just took a Facebook photo of his blister. That's where Al's at on social media.
So go to Facebook for Al.
He goes, I'm going
to
post this.
I did. I just posted it on my Facebook. I said, what do I need more, a Band-Aid or lotion?
There you go.
My foot was a little ashy, too.
Yeah, I was a little ashy.
And Kelly's mostly on Facebook and Instagram from what I see. And some Twitter, too. I see you on Twitter a little bit.
I
snap my cribs, L cribs.
Yeah, I saw that.
El Cribs.
I looked at all of our, if we posted videos, and it was the same. It was all of us showing our rooms.
Yeah.
In the same exact way, starting at the front door, to the bathroom, to the bedroom, to the patio.
I didn't do that.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to put some bubble bath.
I think y'all covered it.
Yeah, we did. We covered it.
I'm going to put some bubble bath in this tub out there and just take a bath out
Come on.
There.
You can do that.
Oh, my
I've seen people doing that, and they're wearing their swimsuits.
Oh.
No, get naked.
No, you got to go full naked.
Remember, they can see you.
I don't care.
Oh, whatever. I'll never see him again.
speaking of being naked, Justin, how are you, buddy?
Oh, good. Right now, I'm naked under this robe.
I know
but,
you are.
I got so excited for Mexico, and I shaved my nipples, and I also got a butt wax.
You did?
I got a butt wax.
A Brazilian. Let's call it a Brazilian. How about that?
Yes.
Oh, my.
You did good.
The
Isn't
black hole's not black anymore, okay?
Yeah, we'll call it Brazilian black. Okay.
Isn't it great, though? You feel like a breeze.
Oh, yes. It is so nice.
I love
it. Oh, my gosh. You can feel a little brush breeze, and it's so smooth down there.
Jacket.
I feel like I'm going to slide off this chair. It's so good. I feel
awkward?
Like a new person, huh?
Is it awkward just because it's a random person?
It is, yeah. She, but it was all safe play.
Sometimes
you know, she put on the gloves and everything.
Sometimes I wish you guys could be a part of my Justin and I FaceTimed last night when we were in our rooms because we can't get enough of each other, and we were going back and forth. He had zit cream on, and we're going back and forth on FaceTime for expressions for like a jacket for down below. Just back and forth, just boom, boom, boom. Nothing that I can say right now on the radio, but we just giggled and giggled, and then I fell asleep.
It is, and it's so pretty too.
So
it is so pretty.
I bet it is.
I looked at it.
I'm not gonna want to see it.
And it is just, it's so beautiful, like a cute little starfish.
Family radio, Jenna. All right, here's the thing. You decided to record this.
Yes, I recorded. It was my first time.
It was your first time ever going?
Yeah, first time getting a Brazilian.
Okay. I'm upset you didn't do this with me.
Oh, I needed to do it alone first.
Yeah, this is a one-man mission.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how
I can't wait for you to see it, Kelly.
I don't
want to
see that.
I mean, if anybody can look, it would have to be Kelly and Jenna, right?
I do not want
to Maybe
that.
Tommy Jean wants to take a little gander.
Tommy Jean,
both of you guys.
A little look-see.
So pretty.
I'm not going to ask my wife, Kenzie, because she might be curious enough to want to see, so I'm not going to even
do it for South Carolina.
No,
Kenzie, I know. Kenzie's already seen it.
What?
No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay, so here's Justin at the, what is it, at the wax place?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
This isn't going to be inappropriate.
All right, let's find out.
And I'll be right back, okay, sweetie?
Just lay down?
Yes. Okay. Take everything from the waist down.
Okay, my shoes?
You can put your stuff in a chair.
Okay.
You can keep your shoes if you want.
Okay, is there a pose that I need to be in?
No, just lay down.
Okay.
I know, right?
Just lay down?
Just lay down.
Okay.
Just take everything from the waist down off and lay down.
Mm. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Awesome. So have you done this before?
No.
Ever waxed before?
No, I've never waxed.
Okay. So first time?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk a little bit, okay?
Okay.
First time, it's a little bit more intense than the other times.
Okay.
But it gets better.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if you like the result, come back in 6 weeks, every 6 weeks.
6 weeks, how long is it going to take for it to grow back?
2 to 3 weeks.
Two to three. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
Awesome.
It's nice. Trust
how many
me.
Guys do you, how many guy clients do you guys get?
I have so many male clients.
Yeah.
I really do.
Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's hot. Oh, my God, that's hot.
The wax was hot.
Okay.
Very good. Just take a deep breath for me.
Okay. Can we count down?
Yeah, I'm going to count down. One.
Okay.
Two.
Wait. Okay. So one, two,
three. Breathe.
Okay. Wait. Oh, okay. I'm trying to breathe.
All right. Just breathe. There we go. One side.
Girl, you fast. Oh.
One side is over.
Okay. All thank right. you.
Just breathe for me.
Okay.
Just
I'm
breathe.
Okay.
I know you are.
Okay.
I know you are. Just breathe.
I'm breathing.
So okay. I'm going to do a grab. Gotcha. Don't let it go.
Grab.
Oh. It tastes sour. Is it supposed to taste sour in my mouth? Ow.
Taste.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Just. That's okay.
Alright, I'm good.
Take a deep one.
Okay.
Very good. You did good. Let it go.
That's a lot
of hair.
You did good.
Thank you. So I think for today, butt trip is good for you.
Okay, yes, I set up for both.
You set up for butt trip and buttocks.
Yes.
Do you want to do the buttocks too?
Yeah, right? No.
Do you want to do it? Are you sure?
Should I not?
I don't know. It's up to you. Here was so intense for you. I don't know if you're going to be okay because this is a bigger area.
No,
that area is bad.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
I got it.
Okay.
I have always wondered how these interactions at these wax places go. And
yeah.
I
know.
Not like that.
No. Yeah. Well,
no.
What
did
no.
you
no.
our first
time?
Well,
mine's funny.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
was
surprised
so...
she didn't kick you out.
What? She was so sweet.
I know. The way you were carrying on, I'm surprised.
What did
she
well,
can
why?
Hear you.
I know. Right. Okay.
And you're screaming and carrying on like that. Other
yeah.
people are going to get up and leave.
Because they get scared?
Well, I mean, it was a nice. Yeah, but I mean, it was such a nice place. It was like very Christian inspired, like with the decor. I got in there, and on the wall it says
Christian-inspired
yeah,
Brazilian
yeah,
butt wax.
I know, right? For males, and on the wall it says, and now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Right.
1 Corinthians 13:13.
They're waxing
yeah,
for the Lord.
1 Corinthians yeah. first.
So they had that at the waxing place.
Yeah. So.
What was that? That God. You had a sour taste in your mouth.
Yes.
What
did yeah, because it stung. It was like someone squeezed a lemon in my throat. I was like, ooh. Ooh.
And girls really? Know that's the least painful part of the whole wax.
Yeah.
That area.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
but
it's nothing. It's great.
But whenever she got, so the butt strip is the line.
We got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the butt is
the
cheeks.
So
yeah.
That's
so
nice.
So
you
now,
got cheeks.
Well, now she's going to do the cheeks.
Okay, let's see how the cheeks
oh.
work.
Oh, that was
who?
Yes.
You own this?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Christian inspired. Oh! Ow! You didn't warn me! Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Just breathe.
Okay.
Just breathe. Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Breathe.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Just
okay. We need to count down.
Breathe.
For this one. Okay.
Take a deep one.
Okay. Oh, no. I'll say, okay.
Okay.
One.
Take a deep breath.
And
very
what?
Good, very
okay,
good,
okay,
very
okay,
good.
Okay,
you did good. You did good.
Thank you.
Yes. When you breathe in,
uh-huh.
you do like, and then exhale.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah. That helps. That is really good.
There you go. See? You're breathing, mm-hmm. right?
It's take a deep one again.
Okay.
Again. Very good. See?
Damn.
Not too bad.
Ow!
Breathe.
Okay, I'm good.
She's laughing.
All right.
Because you're not screaming.
Anymore. Awesome!
There you
shoot,
go.
That's clean as a whistle, okay?
Oh, man.
I know.
So, is it going to feel like a porcupine when it grows back?
No.
Yeah,
it's
it grows
really
back
really beautiful.
Soft.
When you shave, it comes back bristly
yeah.
like that. But when you wax, it comes back soft.
Yeah.
And you were right, though. Everyone heard me in there just yelling. I walked out. I saw her grandma, her daughter, her uncle, and I think they had a dog back
was
there,
was this
too.
Her house?
I know. No, it wasn't her house. They were just all over visiting
or
something.
Shit
this
or
a wax house?
People were looking at me like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. It's just the first time I ever got it waxed. But it's so nice. Yeah.
Oh, Justin.
So you'll do it again?
Yeah, I definitely would. Yeah, there's no going back. Breathing
technique.
And it's, and it's so hygienic. I think everyone should go get
it's
it
glorious.
Done. Yeah.
I've always wanted to try it, but I just... I can't.
It's my favorite. It's
that's
really
the one
my
word
favorite
you
thing.
Probably can't use.
Glorious.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.